Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me again. We have been attempting to start a message I've entitled Living Bones, and we're looking at the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And if you know the Word of God, perhaps you recall, even if you haven't been with us the last couple of days, about the vision that the prophet Ezekiel saw. Bottom line, he was given a vision of a valley of dry bones, and God asked him a very telling question. He said, "Can these bones live?" And Ezekiel answers, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Very smart answer. And then he gives him specific instructions. He follows through those instructions, Ezekiel does, and this valley of dry bones, amazingly, all of a sudden, they take on flesh and skin, and they stand up, and they're a mighty army after the Spirit of God puts life in them. And it's a very exciting, it's a beautiful promise to natural Israel, but the Word of God tells us that we are spiritual Israel, that there's not multiple seeds. The seed of Abraham, we have been grafted in with the Jews, and so we are the body of Christ, Jew, Gentile, male, female. It doesn't bond free. It doesn't matter. We are all one in Jesus. Man, we made distinctions in terms of all of our denominations. I mean, I don't know how many there are. I remember years ago when I pastored, we had the Christian copyright. I mean, they had a small card. You had to fill out what you are. Both sides covered an incredible number of denominations. Well, that wasn't the Spirit of God. It was basically our doing. I believe there's only one church, and that one church simply follows the Word of God. And is revelation necessary? Of course. We can slice and dice people with the Word of God, but it takes the Spirit of God. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And so with the wholeness of the Word of God, when the fullness, when the love of God is motivating, when the fruit of the Spirit are there, that we can trust the purity and execution of the Word of God to be operative in the lives of His people. God wants to bring, He's got one family. He doesn't have, what, a Pentecostal section over there in the left side of heaven, and He's got a Baptist section over there on the southern border. And I'm afraid not. We are one in Christ Jesus. And the sooner we can get past our denominational barriers, we would be much happier, I trust. But we put limitations on what God can do. Well, God doesn't do miracles today. No, you know, I mean, the apostles, well, that was for the early church. We just needed the canon of the Word of God to be put down in writing. And I mean, you know, I, as I said, I was pretty simple. I came into the gospel. I was almost 30 years old, and I was saved and filled with the Spirit in the first month. And then I hadn't read the Word of God, so I was a blank page. And so I simply, thank God, through the ministry of Brother Glass, learned the profound truths that are contained in Scripture. And he, for those of you who remember him, he was a wonderful man of God. He could preach, and he could, well, he wasn't so good at teaching. He tried to teach, but then he just had to preach it, which is very effective. But anyway, God wants us to have a knowledge of the Word of God. He wants us to grow up, to first of all desire the sincere milk of the Word, and then to understand and devour the meat so that we can be strong, we can be adult children of God. Those who can go about fulfilling the destiny and calling that God had placed on our lives before we were even born. Let us never stand before the Lord and feel sorrowful and guilty that we didn't obey God. some of you, you know, you've been dragging your feet. And yeah, it can be a scary proposition. But he is working in you, beloved, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's his knowledge. Well, you know what? Let's go back to the word, or I will just, we'll take 5 weeks on this message. Okay, so what we're going to do is go back through these verses, starting at verse 1. And so let's go back. And Ezekiel has a vision. And in verse 1, he said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." Now, let's just look at those first few words. How did the vision come? Well, he said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me." And in the Living Bible, it says, "The power of the Lord was upon me." That's the Spirit of God. And beloved, we have to understand it, our spirit man is that which apprehends, understands, comprehends the things of God. The scriptures tell us the natural man, you know, those that are unsaved, they receive not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can they know them. It's impossible for them to know them because they're spiritually discerned. Why can't they spiritually discern them? Because they are dead men. They have flesh and bones and blood, but they are spiritually dead. They have not received the truth of the gospel. They have not given their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happens, they're born again and they become a new creation. Their spirit man becomes alive. And beloved, it's impossible to understand the things of God just with our natural mind and our understanding. Some of the greatest minds in the world, philosophers, scientists, teachers, if their mind is not open to receive the things of God, if they are unwilling to surrender and be open to what the truth of the gospel displays, then they just simply can't understand it. The finest logic and reasoning can't apprehend. Why? Because it's a spiritual revelation that comes when the spirit man is made alive. And beloved, every single human being born on the face of the earth is born spiritually dead. The spirit man is dead. And that's why Jesus came into the world, that you could have life and that life more abundantly. Eternal life, praise God. That's what we can look forward to. But while we're here, beloved, we can thank God and comfort ourselves with the promise that Jesus is coming back to set up his kingdom. We'll be forever with the Lord. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Will that not be wonderful? Hallelujah. But for now, let us keep our eyes ahead of us, our hands to the plow. Let's not turn to the right or to the left, but let's keep our eyes upon Jesus, turning to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let our vision be set upon him. Let us hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to our hearts. And it's the hand of the Lord, the power of the Lord that we need. We have to be in the Spirit to see things, spiritual conditions, if you will, as they really are. This is true revelation, and it is where revival begins. If you've been praying for revival, interceding on behalf of the nation and the nations of the world, beloved, this is where revival begins. We've got to have revelation from the Spirit of the Lord. You know, there was a little book that came out years ago, The Prayer of Jabez. Well, for those of you who are familiar, if you're not, let me familiarize you with just a really remarkable couple verses of scripture found in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter. And in the midst of all what could seem very relatively boring chronicles of families and relationships and the fathers and the sons begat and all the begats. Anyway, in verse 9, we have, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow." Beloved, many of you have experienced, we all have experienced the sorrows, the troubles, the trials that this world brings. Jesus told us, he said, you're going to encounter tribulation, but don't let it get you down. Be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Do we understand what that means? And so sorrow and heartache and trial, tribulation, that's part of our earthly existence in time. It will be until we take our last breath. And so his mother, what did that mean? Bear him with sorrow? That could be the actual childbearing experience or the circumstances of their lives. Poverty, who knows what the word does not give us details. She just said, I bear him in sorrow. That was her condition. When she actually gave birth to this boy, she named him Jabez because that was her condition. Whether it was that of all of Israel, of the family, we don't know. It doesn't matter. That's her condition. And I trust some of you can relate to that. Some of you may be in that place right now, a place of sorrow. But hear what Jabez did. And Jabez called on God, on the God of Israel, saying, simple prayer, O Lord, or, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. That's it. Two verses. And so, that your hand would be with me. What does that mean? It means the power, the anointing of God, the presence of God. Oh Lord, that your hand would be with me. Well, I see my time is drawing to conclusion. And Lord, as we end this broadcast, I pray that your hand will be with your people. Your anointing, your power would be upon them. That's what Jabez was asking so many thousands of years ago. And Father, we pray that your hand would be with us, that you would keep us from evil, that you would bless us, that you would enlarge our territory, enlarge our coasts. Father, to you will be all the glory. And as we pray this in faith, Lord, just as you're no respecter of persons, we thank you that you're going to grant our request. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. And listen, some of you need the support of agreeing prayer. You need to experience that anointing that destroys the yoke in your life. It's time for change, beloved. It's time to stir yourself. Let us arise out of our slumber. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I will pray for you. That is my commitment before the Lord. And I will respond to you personally. Include your mailing address if you email. But until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,